going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No way is this enough. But it's a pattern. And it's the wrong pattern. And electorally, the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, is going to be in deep trouble next year. Deep trouble, including and in particular from her own party. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Adam, which is walking out. Adam's going to rejoin us at the bottom of the hour for Ask. You're probably familiar by now. None of this was defendable. And it's not like I have bent over backwards praising Elon. By the way, his ability for these companies of Tesla and SpaceX and Starlink, spectacular. Deserves praise. Great innovations. The globe is better because of it. That doesn't mean, though, you can't criticize him for other parts of his business life. The personal life, like the Wall Street Journal had the story last week, Dave, lengthy story about, you know, how he's trying to add kid after kid after kid. Doesn't do a lot for me, as long as people are treated fairly. And there's some contention whether some of the women believe Elon is treating them fairly. But in response to Doge and some of his other comments, you know, Elon has become repugnant in many ways on Twitter, including using the R word. And I've talked about this before, and there's been more stories about it lately. Joe Rogan keeps bragging about how he's brought the R word back to society. It's a grotesque word. And if you, by the way, send any allusion to it here, you're going to get blocked by me. So, and by the way, that counts libtard too. Okay, so you send that here, I find it, I'm blocking you. It's disgusting. Rip, criticize, pointed, funny, humorous, brutal, but a version of the R word is grotesque and just not tolerated here, period. End of discussion. So, and even with his use of that and his constant lies on X, by no means in any way should individuals who own a Tesla, maybe they bought it since Elon joined the Trump campaign, maybe they joined it since Elon joined the administration, maybe they joined before. There is zero excuse for damaging a Tesla vehicle. None. Tim Walz, we ripped him here on this one when he said, you know, part of what gives me joy is I go to my phone and I see the Tesla stock going down. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good for who knows how many people have Tesla stock or the pension fund here. That's great. And then when he, let's just be honest, he lied. It was a joke. It's one of the weakest ones that people go with, Dave. Joke, joke, joke. No, it wasn't. He went too far in front of a cheering crowd, which to the surprise of no one, wasn't in Minnesota. So, Minneapolis Police Department does great work. They find this individual, Dylan Brian Adams, who lives in Minneapolis, who didn't damage one Tesla, he didn't damage two Teslas, didn't damage three Teslas, didn't damage four Teslas, didn't damage five Teslas, he damaged six Teslas. Sometimes he's taking the dog out for the walk. I think the dog wanted to be a part of this, Dave. I think the dog's like, hey, jackass owner, what are we doing here?
I probably thought it was something fun and new at least.
Yeah. Maybe the, are you suggesting the dog's complicit?
Maybe it was the dog's idea.
One of the cars was damaged to the level of over $10,000. And because of the cameras that the vehicles have and the cameras MPD has.
A lot of cameras.
A lot of cameras. Daniel Brian Adams arrested. Good. Bravo. Anybody who damages any vehicle should be arrested and face some level of charges. Do I think somebody who damages one car should get the death penalty? Probably not. Probably not the death penalty. Somewhere a little less than that.
Okay.
But when you damage six for over $20,000, and you're doing this clearly as a part of a political campaign, you need to face significant punishment. With me, Dave? Does that make sense?
It does.
But no, not with Mary Moriarty. Here's what the Hennepin County attorney said. Our main priorities are to secure restitution for the victims and hold Mr. Adams accountable. Okay, this is a spokesman for Mary. Okay, as a result, we will file for pre-charge diversion to help facilitate both those goals. This approach taken in many property cases and helps to ensure the individual keeps their job and can pay restitution as well as reduce the likelihood of repeat offenses. Criminal prosecution remains a possibility should unlawful behavior continue. It's both, boys and girls. It is both. This isn't difficult. Pay every penny, and to me, if you even pay more, back to the individuals who you damaged in some sort of, even if it's $1,000 worth of damage, do you want to have $1,000 worth of damage on your car?
I don't, and I don't want to go through the trouble of fixing that $1,000 worth of damage either.
What a hassle that is, let alone $10,000. Okay? So, restitution, garner wages, insurance, whatever it might be, and also file charges. One does not eliminate the other. I'm not calling for the firing squad outside WCCO. But charges should be filed. Why is this even a debate with Moriarty? And I get what you campaign on. We're going to take a different approach. We think it's more than just sentencing people to time behind bars. We're going to look differently. But man, oh man, it's case after case after case where I'm left shaking my head. And this is another one. You are joining a bullying campaign. That's what it was. I'm going to go after you. I have no idea where you stand politically. And even if they're the biggest must supporters of all, who cares? You don't damage their car. You want to have a healthy disagreement with them? Fine. By the way, there are plenty of friends of mine who own a Tesla, who are not exactly Elon Musk political supporters. There's one on this radio station named Jordana Green. Jordana's got a Tesla, right? I don't think she's hid from that. There are plenty of my lefty friends who have Teslas and haven't exchanged them because of Elon. But this, to me, is a pattern of lack of accountability and not strong enough on crime when it's obvious in this case. Again, I'm not talking Stillwater, but how about you're in the workhouse? How about you go to your job, and then you spend, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks in the Plymouth workhouse? Some sort of punishment needs to happen to me, Dave, outside of I'm just going to write a check, or my insurance company is going to write a check, or you're going to garnish my wages. To some level. That is not enough to me. Is it enough to you?
No. No, it's not. I'm trying to think of a way around it, and I don't think it is. There should be some sort of punishment more than that. As you said, a few weeks doing some stuff at the workhouse, that would be great. But if you're Mary Moriarty, and I get this isn't the same as violent crime, this isn't the same as murder or mugging somebody or, you know, carjacking.
Well below.
She can point to statistics in Minneapolis right now that say crime is down, specifically violent crime being down.
Yeah, because MPD.
Can she say, well, you can say that. She could also say perhaps what I'm doing is working.
Okay, let's pause on that because that's an interesting one. Because if the more violent crime numbers were up, she clearly would draw criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also talk about Brian O'Hara and his decisive disagreement with Mary Moriarty. And,
I didn't read it that way.
And Mr. O'Hara, we tried to reach out to your staff. We would love to have you on and elaborate on what you said and other matters. Somebody's going to be rather outspoken on this is Chris Maddle.
Mm.
Man has been on the show a number of times before. Just went to court representing Liz Collin and Alpha News against Officer Blackwell in a defamation suit. Wasn't exactly complimentary of Brian O'Hara in that matter also. Said he was playing fast and loose with the facts in Maddle's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This one, he's going to agree with Brian O'Hara, who's disagreeing with Mary Moriarty. So we're talking about this multiple times because it matters to me. And no, it's not a murder. No, it's not a carjacking. But it is accountability when you're joining this really cute club, which never was cute in any way. There's all sorts of ways to disagree with Elon Musk. Damaging individuals' cars is not one of them that should be tolerated. And you deserve more than just having to pay people back, in my view. What do you want to say? Call or text 651-461-9226. Today, Dave Aragon, I'm leaving promptly because my boy Quentin and I, we're going to have dueling, matching, concurrent sessions at StretchLab. StretchLab.com. Since 2019, I've been going to StretchLab and so is Q. My son, Dirk 1A, autism, some significant physical issues. Once had double leg surgery where he didn't walk for 6 months. Version of scoliosis. They work with him. They will work with the 19-year-old athlete who's a long-distance runner who's in great shape. They'll work with a 59-year-old who's trying to play decent golf still and kind of hit and miss. I want to hit that 7-iron the distance I normally hit that 7-iron. You want to get out of bed and not feel pain. You want to go for your walks around a lake or on your neighborhood and feel good. StretchLab.com will get that done. 11 locations. They work with all ages, trained specialists. You don't just roll in one day and start. No, you go through extensive training. I believe it 100%. Half off your first visit, StretchLab.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Here was the anger and frustration come from Brian O'Hara when, in my view, Mary Moriarty made the wrong decision. Just trying to get the money back for the folks with the car. No punishment so far for the individual who did this, Dylan Brian Adams. The chief of police of Minneapolis said this. The Minneapolis Police Department did its job. It identified, investigated a crime trend, identified and arrested a suspect, and presented a case file to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office for consideration of charges. This case impacted at least six victims and totaled over $20,000 in damages. Any frustration related to the charging decisions of the Hennepin County Attorney should be directed solely at her office. Our investigators are always frustrated when cases they poured their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victim of this case often feels the same. He's 100% right. 100% right. Can she take credit for the drop in crime? She'd get blamed the other way, right?
Absolutely.
Guaranteed. And when we had the recidivism with the same kids, and a lot of those charges were light, we offer the criticism. She's been on this show many times before. She would say, well, there's only so much in my purview. And I get that in many cases. Not in this case. Her purview wasn't limited to only getting the money back. She chose to do it. And she continues to make the decisions. So in my view, is she a net positive or net negative compared to others who could have that job as Hennepin County Attorney regarding safety and punishment and rehabilitation in that job? I think she's a negative. And she is going to have multiple Democrats running against her. And I still think Ellison is a serious contender to run for that job. And some might say, great, another Democrat. There are a lot of Democrats who are not fans of her. And the main reason why they're not fans of her is they think she's been too light on crime. So for the most passionate of her Republican listeners, they want a Republican. I hope a Republican runs for that office who has a chance to win that office. Hennepin County leans strongly to the left. So it would be an upset. But I hope, and if she wants to run, obviously she's going to run. Doesn't need my okay. I have no idea. Do you have any inkling to think? I mean, she's like a lot of people in those positions, I think she's confident in what she's doing.
You have to be to make that decision.
I think anybody, whatever decision, she's been around the legal business on both sides. I don't know enough to honestly say. I'm just guessing. I'd say she's going to run. But I think we will know the names of multiple Democrats who are going to run against her. And she still has a group who believes in her. So if it gets divided too much, could she still win? Yeah. But I just know too many Democrats who are very visible who are not happy with her at all. And it's not like they're dying to vote for Donald Trump in the next election. And by the way, it's a given that almost all the Republicans look at this and don't agree. You know, so let's, yeah. Should we get to a bunch of texts here?
Let's do that.
We have quite a few. We got to Ask Adam Anything coming up in just a little bit. Let's go to him. Will Ellison intervene? I don't know about that one. You know, and when an attorney general can step in. Obviously, you've had the governor have the attorney general step in on taking over cases. But the attorney general's office stepping in on this one?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Dropping in crime in Minneapolis needs to be attributed to the U.S. attorney who filed RICO charges against gang members. Nothing to do with the county attorney. To say it's nothing to do with the county attorney is wrong.
We don't know. That's the bottom line. We don't know how much of an impact her office has had, the U.S. attorney's office has had.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I think you can look at data. I think you can look at Freeman's approach, and then you can try to, on your own, determine how much credit you want to give, right? To me, if I'm divvying up, it's the approach that Brian O'Hara has taken. And Andy Luger was very good. This interim U.S. attorney has stepped in. So to eliminate her playing any part, I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, if I went through the cases, I could give you case after case after case after case where I'm shaking my head how light she's been. Too many. Happens too often. The left seems to be the party of chaos and violence. Violence seems to be means to an end. Defending violent gang members, the BLM riots, pro-Hamas protests, targeting Republicans at town halls, burning and shooting Teslas, along with Musk and his children idolizing Luigi. See, here's what I get bored with completely on the saying the left or the right. Okay. And the Republicans are way better at saying the left than Democrats are the right. Because there are plenty of friends of mine who vote more for Democrats who don't agree with one of those things that this texter just said about the left. Are there too many on the left who, support those causes, and I don't support a single one of them? Yeah. There's also people on the far right who are white supremacists, who are defending January 6th, who bully people and mock people. So the extremes in this country, to me, do nothing for me. Zero. But Republicans are way better at labeling the left than Democrats are.
Particularly in a Happy Easter message.
Yeah.
Oh, this jerks and idiots on both sides. It's a wide swath. We know that.
Yeah. The state employee part, and then we're going to pause and get to Adam. If Walls hired this guy, personally knew this guy, stood up for this guy, I'd make that part a bigger part of the story. But how many state employees do we have? And when was this person hired? Right?
Yeah.
It'd be like if there's somebody within the Trump administration. Well, it wouldn't be in the administration, because just the normal apparatus of our government. And now Trump is president and this person does this. Now, it's pretty clear. If you're doing this, the chances are very, very strong. You're a Democrat and this was your message to Tesla owners, although we've been surprised before. But I got to see more of a link. I will rip again. Walls' insulting comment towards individuals who care about Tesla stock, and then just lie when he said it was a joke. But tying this directly to Walls, if I see proof, I'll absolutely do it. I'll get to more of your texts as we're getting back to the story later with Chris Mabel. And a lot of them come in. I appreciate that. But let's pivot now to Ask Adam Anything. Let's have some fun. Come up with some bizarre, peculiar, funny, unique, different questions for Adam Robert Carter. Text or call right now, 651-461-9226.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to see you, sir. Dave saw this, and I happen to see it, too. The head of 60 Minutes, Bill Owens, says he will leave the legendary news show because he has lost his journalistic independence.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm curious what that might mean.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some conservative friends of ours listening right now and say, of course.
Aha.
Of course.
He wants to. He's trying to publish the truth, and they're the bigwigs at CBS are saying no.
And then others might say, well, yeah, Trump's threatening to sue 60 Minutes on a regular basis. He's going after it all the time. Is it that side? Are you kind of looking? I'm looking to see.
I'm just kind of trying to read the Times article here.
Yeah. It is rather interesting. I still think, and I get it, it's not Mike, it's not Morley, it's not Ed, but they still do great journalism, in my opinion. And Donald, obviously, is extraordinarily thin-skinned. But it is this perpetual battle that for some folks who are Republicans will never believe, Adam, that they're getting a fair shake. And let's be honest. For decades, newspapers on the editorial side in this country were heavily weighted to the left, the editorial side. And there are some who felt that would trickle down. And guess what? There were some papers where I felt it trickled down. There were some papers where I still feel it trickles down. But there are so many powerful, right-leaning, uber successful outlets out there. To say that Republicans don't have a voice, I think, is sticking your head in the sand at this point.
Yeah, it's absurd.
You know? Where do you stand? Because it happened yesterday. Q and I were just coming back from somewhere, and I'm just about to shut the garage door. And a gentleman, young gentleman, maybe in his early to mid-20s, is waving me down from three, four houses down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to sell me
solar,
something.
Right?
He's trying. It wasn't solar.
Pest control? Pest
no,
control.
No. Garbage.
Gideon Bibles.
New way to pay less for our garbage.
Oh.
Okay.
Metal and, trash can and a lighter.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw it in the neighbor's yard, apparently.
Yard catapult, like they had on SNL the one time. Yard catapult.
Yard catapult.
The last one was the dead dog.
Oh.
The neighbor's yard. Yard catapult.
Okay. Outside of a neighbor's child who you know, or some sweet kid trying to sell you Girl Scout cookies or something, but now it's a young adult trying to sell you a product. You ever going to do it?
Probably not. And I feel for those guys because there's a lot of
them.
We still get a lot of those folks. And it's like it's easier than ever to just ignore those people. Like most of us have Ring door cameras now, and it's like you can pull up your phone and see
Mr.
some
Fancy Pants. He's
stranger
got a camera
at the door.
Outside.
Just like, ah.
Massive house. Gonna. Yeah. And for me, I was boxed in, man, because the garage door was just about to shut. Hey, sir. And then,
sorry.
Of course, we do business with Sally and Fred and Joni.
Yes.
And half my neighbors, I don't know their names. Yeah. So I don't know. So I didn't go with it. I jotted it down in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I may look it up. Let's go serious here. Where do you stand on the open casket The Pope, obviously.
The Pontiff.
Is lying open casket. I am personally, you do you, right? I am always very uncomfortable around an open casket.
I am too, but I understand why people do it. And
yep.
But yes, it's very strange to go to a wake and have the body there lying.
Yeah, I have been at multiple funerals where they have the individual and the casket propped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost a good friend years and years ago. And at the wake, I'm walking through and I saw it. I saw the open casket. And I was just like, please, please let me get by.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that's when the pastor said, okay, we're going to say a few words. And I'm right next to my buddy, Bill. And I'm like, you're doing this to me somehow.
Yeah.
You know, again, people should do what sure. they feel is most yeah. comfortable.
How yeah, about it's you? It's a me problem. It's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is. Agree. Adam, who do you think will be playing on Cool 108 in 30 years?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Will we move beyond between like 90s banger rock?
Pink Pony Club. Will we have that playing on Cool 108? By the way, I'm wearing that song out right now.
I haven't even heard it.
Yes, you have.
I don't believe so.
Is it in our
Sing list? A few bars for us, Chad.
Come on. You've heard it over, and I love it. And it's been out, how long has it been out now? It's been out for an extended period of time. Adam, do you think you can get back together with your first love after 40 years?
I'm with my first love.
Yeah? You're the perfect wheelhouse yeah. for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You first met each other when? Elementary school?
We knew of each other. We didn't start dating, though, until like high school.
Yeah. But
yeah, I've known her since elementary school.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Now, how likely is it in a different scenario than you? Have you found it, too, Dave? He's looking for it. How likely is it you lead your lives and all of a sudden you come upon each other again and you fall back in love after 40 years?
I bet you it happens quite a bit.
You think it does?
I think so.
I think you're probably right. Who is Adam really, and why is a segment dedicated to him?
Yeah. That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Only you can answer that. It's not like I force you to have me on the air.
No. The original idea was to get you more on
yeah.
the show.
And to kill a segment.
And, well, obviously, every segment is to get us to 60.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the quest for 60. We
That's
got
right.
60 segments Monday through Friday. Not as much April, May, because yeah. we get a few more Twins games on this shift. But was to get you on. Not one, but two program directors were mad at me, and why wasn't it Ask Chad anything. And I said, I talk enough mm-hmm. on this show. And now it's more an excuse for us to still get together.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not as much ask. Now it's more just a conversation
just talking.
With the three of yeah. us. All right, let's pause. More of Ask Adam Anything. Let's go. More texts. Maybe we'll start playing some Lawrence Welk for the boys when we come back. 651-461-9226. You know this one.
I'm not doing it.
It was tremendous when you did.
Thank
it.
You.
I was
tingly.
Let's not go that far, but I was heartily impressed.
Great song, by the way.
It is
Jimmy Webb.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Adam, why is Chad's playlist the same as my teenage daughter's? I love pop music.
I know.
I do.
It's all you always have.
I am not.
Nothing to be ashamed
yeah.
of. Why be in a box, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You're downstairs with your ham radio, apparently, not listening to modern music. Oh, I hope we stop those commercials here. I mean, you just want to reinforce.
My mom is 80, and that's old for her.
Well, people want to know, how was the birthday?
Fantastic.
You sent me a video. Did you hear her when she was on with us later?
I didn't, no.
Well, she was
I don't listen to your show.
A lot better with us than you, by the way. I encouraged her to take the crew to Spoon and Stable.
Yes.
You know, because she said the Japanese steakhouse, but you sent me the video.
It was
where everybody's singing happy birthday to her. And I was borderline tearing up because you know I love your mom.
Yeah.
I genuinely think your mom is a 10.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Yeah, we went to Osaka in Apple Valley, you know, Hibachi Steakhouse.
Yep.
And I've only been there a couple of times in my life, or to a Japanese steakhouse. And it's the perfect...
It's a great birthday place.
...setting for, like, young and old.
Yeah, it is.
Those guys, the Hibachi Grill guys are
great
fantastic.
Skill.
Great skills.
Good. Yeah, you need a personality, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was great. I had about 16 gallons of sake, too.
Yeah.
They shoot it into your mouth, you know. And
yeah. Were you good at that?
Yeah.
Did you catch the shrimp? Did they flip
it? It wasn't shrimp. It was rice balls.
Not going there.
They probably can't do shrimp because you don't know who's got the shellfish allergy.
Yeah.
Anymore, right?
Yeah, Michelle's got
it. Do they even do the flip the tail in the pocket thing?
No.
What kind of place did you go
to? Are you
to?
Saying my Hibachi Grill guys were sub?
I think they were.
Did we get an onion volcano something?
Did you get the onion volcano?
Got the onion volcano.
Okay. That's good.
And you got the hat. Your mom wore the hat for happy birthday.
The egg spinning trick?
Yep.
Spin the egg on the hibachi, do the ding, 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 ding.
Yum yum sauce?
Yeah, they poured that in the dish. I'm not a huge yum yum sauce guy.
I think you need to leave the show right now.
I mean, I like it in minuscule amounts. It's a little too much after a while.
That's why you go to a Japanese steakhouse.
Yum yum sauce?
Dave.
It is called yum yum sauce.
Yeah.
It's a top five condiment in the world of condiments.
It is, and you can't go to a Japanese steakhouse without basically bathing in it. You know, you just, you're like.
That would be something.
You're Michael.
The yum yum bath before you leave.
Yes. Pink Pony Club is almost as good as Ask Adam Anything.
Almost.
All right there. What should I make for a late night dinner to watch the Wolves game tonight?
Well,
hold on a second. That's the appetizer. Okay, the Wild start an hour later.
Unbelievable.
Are you going to stay after both?
I doubt it. I've got an early flight tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Pfft. Typical. Typical. I think I'm in for both.
Yeah.
So the Wolves, 9:10 at the earliest, probably push back. The other day it was pushed back to 19 minutes. So that could be a 9:20-er. The Wild could be a 10:20. Yeah.
That's late for Vegas. It's 10:20 out there at the 8:20.
Yeah. There's never been, I'm going on record, a local sporting event of this import that has started this late. Right?
I was trying to remember one of the, it must have been NHL game that Wild that got pushed late, but 10:20,
yeah,
10 even.
Yeah. Lindsay Peterson's chiming in. Normally Lindsay has a good note. Okay. The NBA is fining our guy, Ant Edwards, for when he was talking with the crowd.
Yeah.
He initially said $200 million. I think he was talking about Rudy. Because they were ripping Rudy.
Yeah.
He's got $200 million. Then he added, my you-know-what is bigger than yours.
Oh.
So Ant, who's never shy
in
bragging about parts of himself.
$200 million fine.
It would be more impressive was $50,000 for talking about the size of his.
Junk.
Yeah, his junk.
Can't wait to hear this in Mark Fry's news.
Yeah, Mark Fry, work this in. I really can't wait for. Who we got tonight? We got Leah working the sidelines. My friend Leah of 35 years. Does she have to work this in? Yeah, Ant needs to be a little more judicious.
Yes.
A little more judicious. There are times when I'm amused by it. Like if you saw this one, I'm a little more amused. But you still can't be saying it.
No.
You just can't. Okay, this will. I want you to chime in because this is going back to the... Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six Teslas. And I was highly critical. I think charges absolutely should be filed. So, Chad, are you saying that people can't make mistakes and be given a chance to reform themselves? With many jobs, you get charged with a crime, you lose your job. How can he pay restitution then? I think he has to do both. I think he has to pay restitution, And I didn't say Stillwater. I didn't say a public hanging.
No.
But if for like a month or so, he gets to work and then he gets to sleep at the Plymouth workhouse, I think there should be some legal punishment to that. Do you?
100%. And I was saying the same thing. I'm not saying lock him up. I'm saying charge him with the crime that he committed.
That's it. 100%. Now, again,
like six cars. It's not one car need to, you know.
20,000 worth of damages, yeah. You know. And by the way, a lot of people are falling on political lines on this, too. They just are. Somebody says, I'm sure there's been a West Coast baseball game that a rain delay. I'm not talking a rain delay.
Yeah.
I'm talking it's
I'm not talking
scheduled.
About rain delay. I'm not it, talking about practice.
I'm not talking practice. This is scheduled
yeah.
for this time. You got 10 seconds. How excited are you for not one, not two, but three Phish concerts at Hollywood Bowl?
It's fantastic. Also going to see Dodgers and Pirates at Dodger Stadium.
Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kent Tekulve.
Kent Tekulve. Maybe the ghost of Roberto Clemente. All right, we'll miss you. Be well.
Yep.
Let's pause for CBS, Mark Fry, maybe his comments about Anthony Edwards' fine.